Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, I will say yes to you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 29 and 30. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies, and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. There are times when God has to punish his people so that they may know that they cannot blatantly disregard his command and still expect him to take care of them and protect them. This was the situation which faced the people of Judah. Can you imagine that God, through the prophet Jeremiah, told his people not to go into Egypt on several occasions? Can you believe that after warning his people that they should not go into Egypt, that they totally disregarded the commands given to them? God had to take drastic action in order to bring to the attention of his people that he expected total obedience from them. Let us take a few minutes to reflect again on what Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 29 and 20 and 30 said. And this shall be a sign unto you, saith the Lord, that I will punish you in this place, that you may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will send Pharaoh Hophra, king of Egypt, into the hand of his enemies and into the hand of them that seek his life, as I gave Zedekiah, king of Judah, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, his enemy, and that sought his life. Here we see the Lord stating that punishment was a sign to the people that they may know that his words shall surely stand. Can you imagine that the people of God needed such a drastic measure to bring to their attention that God's words will always stand? I am still in shock, and I reflect on this story. I still cannot understand why the people of God felt that they could disregard the words of God and continue like their lives as they please, doing as they please. Don't they remember that the Lord told them through the prophet Jeremiah that the Babylonians would seize the Jerusalem and take the people captive? Didn't they remember that God said a remnant would remain in Judah after the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and took the people captive? Didn't they see that Pharaoh, and they didn't see that the prophet Jeremiah came what he came and said unto them? I'm still perplexed as to why the people of Judah believed that they could ignore the words of the Lord and there would be no repercussion because of their disobedience. Their actions just do not make any logical sense. Well, this is exactly the point. For some strange reason, we seem to believe that actions of the carnal nature will be logical. No, my friends, they won't. The actions of carnal nature can never be logical. You see, my friend, the only way that the people of God could act differently is if the Holy Spirit was in total control of their heart. Unfortunately, these people did not surrender themselves to the total control of the Holy Spirit, and as such, their carnal nature was still alive. Once a carnal nature is still alive, and the actions of men and women will always be against the command of the Lord. This is the main reason why the people of God actioned in the way or behaved in the way that they did. The Lord knew that the punishment was the most effective way to arrest the attention of these stiff-necked people. It was the only way to get them to understand that unless they allowed the Holy Spirit to crucify their carnal nature, it would be impossible for them to obey the commandments of God. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "Daring sinners may speak many a bold word and many a big word, but after all, God will have the last say, for he will be justified when he speaks, and all flesh, even the proudest, shall be silent before him. Note, these creature comforts and the confidences that we promise ourselves must, from any position, they must fail, or they may fail, as soon as those that we promise ourselves lease from, for they are all what God makes them, not what we fancy them. End of quote. I pray that we will learn from this story that whatsoever God says that he will do, that's exactly what will be done. I pray that we will find ourselves in a position where we will move away from folly. We will not disobey the commandments of God. Only if we surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit will God give us the ability to be obedient. Let us pray. Father, as we reflect on your words today, we're reminded of the importance of obedience and how obedience can make us or place us into a position where we walk in the path of righteousness. Empower us today to obey all your commands, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.